the president of the Michigan chapter of the American Federation of Teachers, and he has a problem with the nine-bill package, which is currently winding its way through the through the House and the Senate. And he had a problem with it. He believes that charter schools, and he says he has the data to back it up, aren't as good as a problem solver when it comes to education as we think. Senator Phil Pavlov is from St. Clair Township. He's on the other end of our line. I want to get his take on that. Senator, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How's the theater today?
I'm doing very well, sir. Tell me, what do you think about that? David Hecker says charter schools don't work as well as we think.
I'm not surprised. That's been the position of the organized labor as it relates to education probably since the fight of charter schools over 17 years ago. The reality is 77% of the parents see value in charter schools statewide, and anytime you're offering new options to parents and students, it's a good thing. But I think that the unions feel threatened by the competition.
Well, Mr. Hecker said that if we took those resources and the time and energy that we're putting in to this bill and to charter schools, if we put that into our public schools, that would be very helpful in turning around, especially some of those challenge districts. What's your take on that?
Well, look, I mean, failed schools in Michigan, we have a complete list and have had to go in now and create a statewide school district through the EAA now, just to deal with the failing schools. They've been chronically failing. What Mr. Hecker needs to understand is that the parents that are trapped in that environment don't deserve to be trapped there. And when you can offer an opportunity to get your son or daughter into another learning environment that they're safe in, that they feel comfortable, and that the parents see satisfaction in, who are they to say, no, those options shouldn't exist? We also understand that quality is very important. And, we have put in Senate Bill 618, the one that deals with the lifting of the charter cap, we have put several dozens of measures in there to increase the quality. We've given the state superintendent more authority than they would have over a traditional public school in terms of shutting that down and approving the contracts with the operators of these schools. But the reality is education is changing by offering cyber opportunities, virtual learning, and other choices in terms of charters can only be a good thing to drive performance, not only for the charters, but it makes the traditionals better. So there's always been a resistance to that, and it's nothing new.
Yesterday on this program, Mr. Hecker said that charter schools are for profit and basically out to make a buck and don't have the kids' interest as much as public schools and private schools do. What's your take on that?
Of course, he's tying into this national mood about banging on profit centers. When you take a look at public education, you've got an industry in Michigan where $18 billion a year changes hands. Now, to suggest that there aren't people earning a good living from the education industry in the state of Michigan, that's not genuine. I mean, what about the textbook suppliers that supply all of the textbooks in the state of Michigan? They're not a nonprofit foundation. It is the core of capitalism. But to suggest that an operator would put profit in front of performance, I just haven't seen that anywhere in Michigan. It's a convenient argument.
All right, parts of the bill would allow universities to exceed the 150 charter schools statewide that they can authorize, allow community colleges to authorize charter outside their geographic boundaries. And one I had a question for: allow charter schools to open in districts that have a graduation rate of 75% or higher. Do we really need charter schools in these successful districts?
Yeah, you do. And, if a charter school works in a failing district, why can't there be an opportunity for a unique, innovative training culture in another district? When we talked about tying of just a failing districts, what about the innovation, for example, in Kalamazoo, where there is there's an aviation charter school that lines up its curriculum with Western Michigan? Why should the students over there not have access because you have to have this threshold of a failing school. If they work and if the authorizers see a demand in the market for an alternative in education, they should work everywhere in the state of Michigan.
All right. Thank you so much, Senator Pavlov. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Tony. Thank you.